Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, 215-592-9494. We'll tell you about more Radiothon items coming up. Let's go out on the guest line.
Hey, listen, world,
there it is. As, from one king to another, we hear Elvis. We hear Howard Eskin. Howard, good morning. How you doing, pal?
Oh, I'm just absolutely sensational.
I believe it. I believe. Well, thank you for moving your time. Howard, normally at 8, moved it up a little bit.
It's on our anniversary. I moved my time. 38 years ago today.
The WIP. I thought you meant you and me. I was like, wow, I didn't know we had that. That's good.
Who was the worst pitcher in the 38 years since WIP started?
It's a great. Are you going to go in Taiwan
August
29th, Walker?
1986.
We've had some bad ones over that time, Tom. Yeah. You know, Howard, like, there have been some awful. Adam Eaton, you know, pops right into mind. We got a few. Who do you think is the worst?
Well, Taiwan Walker's tied for number one,
Oh, no. All right, well, let's get into it, Howard. Do you think Taiwan Walker's made his last start as a Philly?
Yeah, I do. They can't do this anymore. It's just, you can, they don't have enough. The problem is they don't have anybody to put in there, but you could put anybody in there. They just don't have somebody that they can bring up. You can bring up anybody. Yeah, but they can't do this anymore. They can't do this anymore. And what was disgusting is to hear Taiwan Walker after the game last night.
Yes.
Did
he really have no idea? Was he being deceptive?
I think he's trying to keep his job. You can't be that foolish. You really can't be that foolish, can you?
I mean, delusion is a hell of a, you know, thing.
Is there, I mean...
I mean, think about that. His split was better, and he threw ground balls.
He got zero strikeouts.
Yeah, well,
there were two swings and misses out of 45 swings. Ben gave me that stat.
That's pretty nice.
In the break, 45 swings and two missed the ball.
Well, is that why he said they tried to throw to contact? So, you know, so they didn't run up the pitch count, something along those lines.
Well, you can't miss bats anyway.
That was masterful then. I guess that was a masterful contact
nailed it.
Pitching performance.
Yeah. They did have contact.
Wow.
13 hits while he was still in there. They had contact.
Yeah.
It's just.
But then Michael Mercado, you know, is the rest of what we have to replace Taiwan worse than we thought, Howard? Mercado did not inspire me with confidence yesterday when he had a chance.
And that's the problem. That's the only reason he's still in the rotation, is because they can't find anybody that they have confidence in to put in there, but you can't. You'd rather have a bullpen game. You'd rather have just a, which is a disgrace, to have a bullpen game in Major League Baseball now with all the pitchers you have on your staff. I'd rather have a bullpen game.
Yeah, I would too. I would too.
And they're not facing, when he would be in the rotation next week, here's the problem. They're facing either Toronto, that's just an average team this year, and then they play Miami.
Yeah.
So you,
if you're ever going to let him have another start, this is it. Is that the point? Yeah, no, you're not wrong.
Well, and then the other thing, at the end of the month, don't they have to set the roster for by September 1st for the playoffs? And they're going to be
No. You set your playoff roster after the season ends. You set your September call-ups, that stuff for
right,
September.
Yeah, so you could there's got to be a way that you don't even have to count him.
Well, you could deepen your bench if nothing else. Yeah,
right. You add two players. I don't know how it works, but
they changed the rules a couple years ago where they made, you know. But all right, Howard, let's get to the Eagles. It was cut down day Tuesday. Anything surprise you with what the Eagles did? The Bradberry thing, getting rid of Paris Campbell, and on top of that, is this the roster? Do you think there are any other moves to come?
Well. Let me answer the first question. Surprised? I thought Paris Campbell was a nice receiver, but once they traded for Dotson, that kind of pushed him out. So is that really a surprise? Probably not. Bradbury's not a surprise. I know everybody thought that Bradberry was not going to make the team. It's not a surprise. It's just then here's what you got to start thinking about. When Sidney Brown comes back, and that will be likely after the fourth game, because then they have a bye week. When Sidney Brown comes back, they have to make, and he doesn't have to come back at that time, but you can bring him back at that time. I think you have to keep him off for 3 weeks, so and their bye is after the fourth game. Who do you let go? You got to think about it. You hope nobody's hurt, but at that time, but I didn't think Bradberry was going to be cut. I thought he'd be on the team. So really, it surprises? No, I guess I'm really not surprised. You always think there is a surprise. I guess I'm really not surprised with what they did. They're probably a little thinner than they normally are on offensive line, but they'll have people on the practice squad that they can jump up there if they have to. So no, they have a good team, but the players on the team, I don't think there's anybody on the team that doesn't deserve to be on the team. And people are going to say Bradberry, but he's fine. He's a smart guy. Safety, you can get away with a little bit. And you just hope that there's no injuries. So we'll see how they use him. No, I'm not surprised.
Howard, is there any worry that, Vic Fangio, the hang up with him in Miami, the players had problems with Vic Fangio. Is there any concern on that front with these Eagles defenders and the way they feel about our DC?
Not listening to every one of them that I've heard after practice in camp this year. No. And I don't know what the situation
is. Why is it different here? Why are our players...
Were there one or two players in Miami that really beat by their own drum and just didn't like it, and then they infected the other people? Mm. We don't know enough in 1 year, and we don't know all the players that were in Miami. Vic Fangio's a tough guy. So if one or two guys say, I'm not going to listen to him, the hell with him. And then they infect the other players. Could that have created the problem? Mm. So, and maybe they weren't good enough. And players usually try to blame, not everybody. They don't take responsibility and they try to blame somebody else. And their defense was so-so. So was that the coach's fault or was that the player's fault? Normally it's the players. I mean, the coaches can only coach what you have. So I don't know. 1 year, and maybe he just didn't want to stay there anymore, because in reality, I don't think he really wanted to go there. So, but it was a job. He got paid well. He's paid well here. But no, he's a good coach, and I think I know this defense is going to be better this year. Absolutely going to be better, because they're going to be more physical and they're going to be able to tackle somebody.
Yeah, it can't be much worse at that than the end of the season.
Forget about C.J. Gardner-Johnson. As long as he stays healthy, he's going to help just by, he's crazy, but he's crazy in a good way.
They needed that.
Yeah.
Now, Howard, great stuff. All right, next time, Howard, we'll talk to you next week, and it will be one day before the Eagles open their season, so that should be a fun one. Howard, thanks so much.
That is I hate to say the first game of the season is a really big game, but and unfortunately, it's a neutral site. It's against a team that I think the Eagles and Green Bay are the two best teams in the conference, and that could be a tiebreaker if it comes down to the playoffs in terms of seedings. So I think that's a really, really big game for the Eagles, not just because it's the opener, but because it's Green Bay.
Yeah, I agree, King. We'll preview it next week. Thanks, Howard.
All right.
Thanks, Howard.
Awesome. I agree. You know, I've said that. I think getting off to a hot start, and it starts there, is so important for this group this year after the way last season ended.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.